Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Knife? What knife? Are you suggesting this is a knife I have in my hand? Have you gone mad, my sane husband? There was a knife, but I lost it.
Remember what the FBI did last week? They said crime has gone down in the last year and a half by 2%. Of course, crime on average is up about 50% around the country. Some areas is up fourfold, some of the blue cities. Everybody knows that. There's a crime wave.
In fact, in July, transit crime was up nearly 57% compared to July of last year.
The FBI just doesn't count crime in America's largest 50-plus cities. So they don't process the crime numbers from Chicago or L.A. or New York or Miami or Houston or Dallas or Detroit or San Antonio or Oakland or Seattle or Portland. They just say right there, oh, big headline, crime's actually down since Biden got in. Then you go read the fine print, and they go, we no longer process statistics out of the largest cities, which is where the majority of people live and where the majority of the crime's happening. That's as big a gaslighting as Daryl Brooks saying, I'm not Daryl Brooks.
Right, Mr. Brooks, you are well aware that the reason documents are being...
Billions in taxpayer money in America alone, exact same program was run in Europe and the UK and Australia and Canada and New Zealand, all the same coordinated UN control, having big tech censor anybody that government big pharma said censor, from talk show hosts to medical doctors to mothers and fathers that lost their children or loved ones from the shots, must be silenced.
This is a time for science and solidarity. Yet the global misinfodemic is spreading. Harmful health advice and snake oil solutions are proliferating. Falsehoods are filling the airwaves. Wild conspiracy theories are infecting the internet. Hatred is going viral, stigmatizing and vilifying people and groups. The world must unite against the disease too. And the vaccine is trust.
I remember last year, a college athlete in great health had myocarditis and a heart attack and had to have heart ablation and almost died.
I am in the hospital right now with heart complications from the COVID-19 vaccine. And I want to inform as many people as I can about the risks from taking the vaccine that I wish someone would have told me.
And the doctor at the hospital said the shot caused it, the Pfizer shot caused it. And they censored him and took him off Instagram when his video had 5 million views. And then the UN was quoted in Yahoo News. And they said, well, we're the UN, we're an advisory panel, and we told them to take his channel down. Even though what the young man said is true and his doctor told the truth. So the UN is in control. Biden's Health and Human Services and CDC paid screenwriters and comedians to mock unvaccinated and to call for violence against them. Remember all that? How we're murderers, how we're killers, how we should be denied medical care, how we should be put in jail, how we should be put in camps. This was their big authoritarian rollout, their big attempt to take over, and people woke up and backed them off. Now they hope you just forget and go away and don't call for their prosecution and don't sue them.
But for most Americans, one COVID shot each year will be all they need. And if you get it, you're protected. And if you don't, you're putting yourself and other people on unnecessary risk. Get the shot. $5, $10, $20 off your drugstore grocery purchase next time at the same time you get the shot.
We're not going away. None of us are going away. And you won't silence us with intimidation. You'll only intensify our efforts. You murdering criminals that have tried to gag us and silence us while we expose what you and the Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, UN-run depopulation operation have launched against us.
But you don't have a choice. People act like you have a choice.
I am honored to be public enemy number one. I am honored the globalists hate my guts. I am honored to be going at them 110% because we're defending the lives of ourselves and our families and every human on earth. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. 7 days from the incredibly important historic midterms. All right, I am not doing this for dramatic effect, but I'm going to air a special report right now so that I can calm myself and really try to come up with proper statements that will address the true magnitude of this. I've been on air 28 years, and we've broken thousands of major stories, and the story that's now broke, we know is true, and we first broke it, along with Zero Hedge, 6 years ago. And, of course, other pieces of it before that. But this news proves a governmental corporate big tech coup is in control of the United States and works directly with the European Union and is absolutely, completely criminal and illegal at every level, and will be the enforcement for the social credit score that is the Mark of the Beast system. So I'm going to air this special report on the Pelosi October surprise, and then I'm going to go write the headline for the live show, because I was just here last night and this morning right for the show reading more of these documents that have come out via FOIA request and lawsuits, and it's just the holy grail of evil. And we knew this. When you hear me lay all this out, you'll go, well, Alex, we've heard this 100 times, 1,000 times. But this is all confirming exactly how they do it. We'd already reverse engineered it. It's exactly what we said, except it's worse. And it is Obama and the CIA and the Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller Foundations running the whole damn thing. So here's a special report. We're going to come back, and I'm going to hit the biggest news ever. Stay with us.
In the wake of breaking news with little details, it was only a matter of hours before the Democrats' Mockingbird media had begun to politicize and twist the narrative of the attack regarding Paul Pelosi.
Story tonight, new warning from law enforcement of a heightened threat to the midterm elections and the safety of elected leaders.
Investigators say DePapi had planned to tie up Paul Pelosi and wait for the speaker to return home. Mr. Pelosi was taken to the hospital. Representative Pelosi's office tells us he underwent a successful surgery to repair a skull fracture and serious injuries to his right arm and hands.
Tonight's bulletin from the FBI warns of a heightened threat fueled by a rise in domestic violence extremism driven by ideological grievances. Potential targets include candidates running for public office, elected officials, election workers, and others. The FBI warns the threat will continue even after Election Day.
Clinging to the far-right January 6th boogeyman myth in order to desperately forward a campaign of stochastic terrorism.
We have to understand that, you know, this attack was most likely done because of that rhetoric being spread. Like, that's my prediction, is that we're going to find out that this was someone with very far-right motivations and someone who follows people like Tucker Carlson, like Ben Shapiro, like Matt Walsh. That's my prediction here.
And Tucker Carlson has one of the largest platforms in this country. It spreads his white nationalist message to millions and millions of impressionable viewers every day. You know, the right wing wants you to believe that public schools are an indoctrination center for communist theory. I wish they were, but actually people are not learning such things in school.
As the clock runs out on the 2022 election, an outcome which could not only bring a response to the corporocratic neo-Marxist cancer festering in the American body politic, but also result in prosecution for a host of Democrats that had avoided scrutiny, including the President of the United States. The October surprise was imminent.
It's reported that the same chant was used by this guy they have in custody that was used on January 6th. The chant was, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" This is despicable. There's no place in America. There's too much violence, political violence, too much hatred, too much vitriol. And what makes us think the one party can talk about stolen elections, COVID being a hoax, is all a bunch of lies, and it not affect people who may not be so well balanced? What makes us think that it's not going to corrode the political climate?
The alleged attacker, David DePape, a Canadian illegal immigrant, had spent his time in Berkeley, California, making hemp jewelry and contributing to Bay Area nudist activism at a residence replete with a rainbow flag and a Black Lives Matter sign. However, they dared to deny the implausible narrative of 9/11. Not exactly the far-right extremist Nazis they would have us believe DePape was a product of. According to KTVU, DePape had supposedly had with him a manifesto that contained anti-government COVID beliefs and a list of other politicians he planned to target. Additionally, the media had immediately derided DePape's online writings detailing COVID vaccine danger, the Great Reset, and the epidemic of pedophile normalization as crazed conspiracy nonsense, just buzzwords to be feared.
The problem is people keep egging these people on. There are people on the television across the street from us that egg these people on to talk about cabals and stuff and people secretly running the world, and this guy doesn't like women either. So that's happening right now. And then on top of it, you have political figures. You have the previous president of the United States, you know, posting about QAnon on his social media platforms, which is just about this same cabal that the guy's talking about. So look, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. Right now there are people advocating for these conspiracy theories out there. So, of course, people who can't, you know, who don't know this is a game to these politicians are going to take it out on real people.
Oddly, DePape hadn't posted anything online for 15 years until reappearing in August of 2022, just months before a forthcoming October surprise. But the real questions, per usual, open up gaping holes in the Pelosi-DePape narrative. For instance, how and why does a man wearing underwear carry a manifesto with him? And what about the possible depravity of Pelosi's alcoholic husband? Was DePape there for another reason? Why did Pelosi tell dispatchers DePape was a friend?
I have a 14-hour copy. RP stated that there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David and that he is a friend. RP sounded somewhat confused.
Questions that come to mind after others in the California Democratic Party within the circles of the Pelosis have revealed their true colors.
There are at least two counts of providing methamphetamine to a victim that resulted in death, four additional counts of providing methamphetamine, one count of using his West Los Angeles apartment as a drug lair, and two counts of paying for interstate travel for the purpose of prostitution. All of these are significant charges. He has been found guilty in all of them. There are maximum sentencing. It is likely that 66-year-old Ed Buck will spend the rest of his life in a federal prison.
Anyone would assume that at the very least, Nancy Pelosi's multi-million-dollar home in crime-riddled San Francisco would be outfitted with an equally expensive government-funded security system to protect the third in line to the presidency and her expensive ice cream freezer. And why would police allow DePape to continue assaulting Paul Pelosi after they arrived on scene? Furthermore, why was DePape injured? Details that could certainly clear some things up, but continue to remain a mystery. Of course, we have been here 1,000 times before. The left despises questions because the truth is lurking, and there is nothing more frightening for those invested in lies than the emergence of the truth. John Bound reporting.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
For all intents and purposes, America is dead. Republic is gone, but unlike a human, when they die, they're dead. A idea or a system can be rebooted or resurrected from the dead. But if you don't admit the country is gone, and what's left of it being sacked and looted in a hostile globalist world government takeover, you're a fool. And if you don't recognize that as above, so below, the attacks you see on the wide scale against our infrastructure, our culture, our families, our very lives, is directed directly at you and I on the bottom. All right. This is undoubtedly the biggest news since the founding of the country in 1776. And the plan they're running here in America is being duplicated across the world, except for communist China that's even further ahead than us. And our controllers are duplicating what China's done. Now, we have congressional documents, we have leaked documents, we have four-year documents that have all come out in lawsuits and in other ways confirming that under Obama, big tech, big banks, big media with foundations right down to the grassroots have set up spy networks in churches, in businesses, in universities, in charity organizations, so that they have access and placement and access in every facet of life. They're motivated. They believe they're on a winning team. That's why you see the coming out of the pedophilia, the coming out of all of the incredible tyranny, is because they have gone operational. They are at war with everybody. And so if you go back to this broadcast 25 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, they were just putting footage on screen from 15 years ago, where we showed you documents and reports where the federal government had infiltrated secretly and taken over most churches, and they give them the scripts of what to say, both Catholic and Protestant. That it's not our government. It's the criminals that are in charge of our government, and they're training them that constitutionalists, gun owners, Christians, veterans are the enemy, unless they adopt the anti-human culture of the left. So this is a cult. And so the big news here is more documents have been made public, which the federal government admits are real, that going back the first week of Biden being put into office 2 years ago, or 22 months ago, within a week of him in office, they had press conferences declaring war on the American people and gun owners and veterans and people that question elections and forced inoculations and the rest of it. But they then set up through a federal office, a secret office of disinformation governance board, that still had money in it from when Obama left and put it into the Defense Authorization Act and the Countering Disinformation and Foreign Propaganda Act, but pointed at the American people. The Disinformation Governance Board. Now, in these documents that are also transcripts of the communiques and battle plans, remember, they go way further than even this, and this is complete felony, absolutely criminal. They should all be arrested now. But they do even more on the ground because we've been the victim of it. We've learned a lot of intelligence dealing with their operatives on the ground, which, again, every weapon they turn against us, every weapon they use against us shall not prosper. No weapon formed against us will prosper if we just stay focused and don't quit with God's help. But this is such a huge issue because this is an authoritarian spy grid takeover. And in the documents, they coordinate the federal government, Homeland Security, with big tech, with banks, with universities, with philanthropic organizations, with everybody. And they give battle plan orders that so the public doesn't know it's the government or Biden or Obama running this that actually says this. We're going to put you in charge with our case officers that are at the ADL, actually says it, Southern Poverty Law Center, and our agents in the military. They're agents in our military. They know they're like Spectre. This is like a James Bond movie. And even local police. That's why they're purging the police to get the good ones out and put in their people. So this is a total criminal takeover. Now, I'm not at liberty to get into all this right now, but I will at a later date. And I've foreshadowed this before, but we've dealt with at least three waves of attempted infiltrations. And everybody that works here gets contacted by the national media and by these think tanks, and they get offered money. Now, a lot of the crew sitting there in the control room has been called by, and they've told me. Then they start digging into your past, start trying to threaten you. But you can't be intimidated by this because this is an organized criminal group, and if they win, it's all over for everybody. It's a cult. And where are the Republican leadership on this? They know all about this. If I knew about this 20 years ago, they know about it. If I made films about it 15 years ago, they know about it. Police State 4, my last Police State film, is just about this. And so it's been going on a long time. And at first they built the network saying, oh, it's to stop violent Muslim extremists. That's why I want everybody to be spies in the infrastructure. But just like Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark, where he's putting the sand where the idol is, they took Islam off the lever and they've now moved the American people onto it as the bag of sand. We're the target. The training dummy for the attack dog was the Muslims. But now, as I warned you 20 plus years ago, the real target was always red, white, and blue, hardcore Americans that wouldn't roll over to this criminal takeover. So they're removing bin Laden off of the pedestal and putting us on it as the new target. And, of course, the left going along with this, they'll be the next target as well. First they came for Alex Jones, then they came for everybody else. This is a tried-and-true formulae. I remember under Obama, they hired Marcus Wolf, the former head of the East German Stasi, to come and work with big tech and the federal government to set up the embryonic system of what we're now witnessing. That was in the Washington Post, like it was a good thing. Google in Germany moved into the former headquarters of the Stasi. Can't make this up. They do all this on purpose. So when you listen to this broadcast, you understand I'm not gonzo journalist writing myself into it. I'm their number one enemy because I've been understanding them. When I would have conversations with Trump and he was telling me, oh, you're a great guy, pat me on the head like politics and say, listen, sir, there's a stay behind network. There's $3 billion in this fund. They've got infiltrators in here in the White House. Here's their names. And here's the people inside running this disinformation operation that's really there to remove you from office. He'd say, very interesting, very interesting. And then all hell broke loose because I gave those reports to the president. We'll be right back.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We're at the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go ahead and play the clergy response team clip. Now, remember, before this became national news, we got the secret documents from pastors who've been recruited by FEMA. We posted the secret documents with FEMA phone numbers. Train your flocks to turn their guns in. Train your flocks to go to FEMA camps. Train your flocks to take forced inoculations. People didn't believe us, just like they didn't believe the MIAC report. Then, suddenly, local news began reporting it, but like it was a good thing. Now, listen, will martial law ever be a reality? And the preachers are there, being paid by the government, faith-based initiative, now continuing under Obama, to tell their flocks to do what they're told by the authorities, and the government's biggest threat is the American people. That's a quote. So, this is specifically the pastors getting ready for us to go to FEMA camps. And there's thousands of pieces of evidence like this, and Glenn Beck saying it doesn't exist. Here it is.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act that forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect a suspension of their rights might last.
So they've been beta testing this for a long time. They've got most of the big preachers. They've got almost all the heads of universities. They've got almost all the police chiefs. They've got the Justice Department, the FBI. They've got almost the complete control of big tech and the big telecoms. That have purged the military and police to put their people in. And they are infiltrating every facet of society with actual seminars and spy training, starting with Antifa. Now, the Antifa you see on the streets is just the cutouts they pay $20 an hour to be there and carry out violence. But there are professors above them, and then government operatives, and then FBI above them. Came out this year that the FBI was coordinating the summer of rage and coordinating Antifa and the murders around the country. So, yes, the government's completely taken over at the top. The few Republicans that aren't completely sold out are scared and isolated and are being physically attacked, and people are coming to their baseball games, shooting them. They are coming after everybody. And they already had their lockdowns. They're planning new lockdowns. They had new announcements today in Australia and in Canada and in the U.S. that they're looking to bring back new lockdowns. We have those clips. But the ultra-massive news is that the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, are listed in these government documents, DHS, as the bosses. The Homeland Security, through an InfraGuard system, signs up executives in the private sector but also in government to have their own little police identification, federal disinformation board badges. They've got other badges. Start with Infrastructure Protection, InfraGuard. And they talk about all that in here. It's in my film, Police State 3 and Police State 4. It's in those films. And they describe in there how they're then going to have martial law. And you just saw that on local news telling you how great it is. Now, it's of the Lord. And quoting Romans 13 out of context, Hitler's favorite Bible verse. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, to God the things that are God's. Because the Pharisees were trying to set Christ up and saying, hey, you don't want to pay your taxes to the Roman governor? And he said, no, that's his system, that's his coin. It's got his face on it, correct? Render to Caesar what's his, and to God's what's God's. And don't bring Caesar's money into the temple. Separation of church and state. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Let's put the First Amendment on screen. Or the freedom of the press. Or the right of the people to peaceably assemble for a redress of grievances. First Amendment comes out of Jesus' mouth. Go read that chapter in the Bible, in the New Testament. It's in three Gospels. It's important. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedoms of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment. Number one, the most important, after it's self-defense. Because the founders knew the pen's mightier than the sword, but if they take the pen away, well, you got to draw your sword. I know I'm on the right side of history. I can be an honorable man in the eyes of my ancestors and my peers, but I know why most people roll over to this, because they're up against organized government, offshore, mega corporation crime, and they go scoop up in the universities with a psychological test and programs these people that aren't going to get jobs in the private sector. They're going to get jobs running our lives as our commissars, as political officers over us. And when you read these documents, I'm going to start covering next segment. They're bone chilling. The government says, so they don't figure out we're illegally doing this and controlling big tech and the universities and the schools and the media and running all this, Democrat hijacked government, we will give the directives to our officers and our agents in NGOs. And the NGOs are, as I've told you, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and the list goes on and on. Black Lives Matter, you name it. So they all wear multiple hats. But your Antifa leaders, your Black Lives Matter leaders, they're all government agents of a hijacked rogue government state. And they've been promised power and control once this takeover is complete. And they're all around us. They're everywhere. And it's a real problem. But they don't have the moral high ground we do. They're the criminals, not us. Leaked documents outline DHS plans to police disinformation. The Intercept broke the big story, a secret disinformation governance board. Set up for the war on terror, but always for the American people. Chilling conversations uncovered to tell DHS collusion with big tech to censor speech, town hall. See, you see the corruption on the surface, but it's the tip of the iceberg. But I've been fighting these people for decades. I've been down here in a submarine, and I've seen it, and it's bad. It's so horrible, it's hard to even admit to myself. Doc Show, Facebook, and Twitter closely collaborating with the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, to, quote, police disinfo, plans to expand censorship on topics like withdrawal from Afghanistan, origins of COVID, info that undermines trust in financial institutions. Tim Pool says this may be the biggest story of our lives. It is. It is our lives. They've taken them over. The direct violation of law and the Constitution on a scale designed to subvert our elections and control the populations. Here's the actual CISA Cybersecurity Advisory Committee that has a secret bureau called the Disinformation Governance Board. You might want to go read this massive document for yourself. It's a lot worse when we come back. I'll show you directly in the document where they say the ADL is in full command. Full command. Watching you, listening to you, tracking you, and preparing to take your bank account and put you in a death camp.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Consortium of leftist think tanks that are really CIA, FBI on record are directing the banks, the universities, big tech, the military, most of the police departments. Soros has put in thousands of DAs and county attorneys. He's got 22 state attorney generals under his control. We talk about death camps. They're building emergency COVID centers all over the world under UN auspices, all of the same specifications. They already sent tens of thousands of old people in New York alone to their deaths on ventilators under orders to kill them. This is all a test for total power and total control. Leaked documents outline DHS plan to police disinformation with a secret disinformation governance board. And remember what they just announced 2 months ago that was already set up, it turned out. A ministry of truth, a ministry of countering disinformation in the federal government. Joe Biden's Ministry of Truth. There's the Hill's headline. This is it. We're in an authoritarian high-tech dictatorship that's just mopping up what's left of the country. Cutting off the pipeline, shutting down the oil drilling, shutting off the diesel. Shutting us down with the lockdowns to break the economy was just the start. They're at total war with you. And I'm really sad to have to report this to you, my friends. But I have personally experienced the Democratic Party and think tanks and the intelligence agencies rigging trials against me, finding me guilty with judges, not letting us put on evidence, then announcing trillions in money they want because it's all meant to break our will. It's not going to break our will because we know how bad it's going to get if we don't turn this around and quickly. So here's more of the subsections, the documents that folks are pouring through. Tim Pool's rights, the biggest story of our lives, direct violation of the Constitution, federal law, state law, on a scale designed to subvert our elections and control the population. And that's really, out of all this, the biggest issue. They admit it's to subvert the 2020 election. These are documents. Most of these documents are before Biden got in, and then there's more after, where they were working the federal government that Trump didn't get control of, because it's their people. They just ignored him. He didn't know how bad it was. And the same ones gave him bad medical advice, did everything else. That's what these people are doing. They are ruthless criminals, and they've stolen an election, even if they didn't physically steal it with mail-in ballots, which we know they did. They stole it by suppressing and censoring the Internet. Remember the FBI, Zuckerberg said? Called him up and said, don't allow this Hunter Biden story. It's Russian disinfo, even though it wasn't. And he said, oh, they told us all the time what to do. He was covering his ass because he knows all this is coming out. The other big question is, where's Senator Paul, Josh Hawley? We've seen Ted Cruz that goes along with most of this but acts like he's against it. He's been out speaking out. This is the number one issue with 7 days of the midterms. That's what these people are doing. And here's the document, one of the documents, the CISA Cybersecurity Advisory Committee. Judge Joe Brown's power went out yesterday. That's why he couldn't come on. He is coming on today. We have some other big guests as well, but I'll be asking him about this. FBI agents, it lists their names, were in communication directly with Facebook every day, telling them what to take down and what to do and what to suppress. It's the documents where they were giving the orders. But they go on to say, but don't take your order from me. We're going to have the ADL and other groups send you the orders so they don't know it's us. Actually says it. The emails document show close collaboration with the DHS and private sector and the head of Twitter, Vijaya Gadde, met monthly with DHS to discuss censorship plans. Microsoft execs tested DHS platforms have got to get comfortable with the government. And their secret disinfo governance board. But none of it's secret. We see where the rubber meets the road. Pre-discussional, deliberative, unclassified, for official use only. And you can read all their plans to shut you down, all their plans to censor you, all their plans to illegally surveil you. Subcommittee members returned to the recommendation for the CISA to amplify trusted information and discuss designated a point of contact as clearinghouse for trusted information, such as Mr. Hill suggested, designating the ISAC as the clearinghouse for information to avoid appearance of government propaganda. They go on to say to then use third-party NGOs like the ADL and others to avoid it being known the government was illegally running it. Representatives from J.P. Morgan Chase attended virtually all DHS meetings about federal government efforts to censor disinformation on social media. Are they laying the groundwork for debanking to become an even more mainstream strategy? Think so? Just in, behind closed doors, U.S. government has reportedly used its power to shape online discourse, DHS to expand censorship on topics like origins of COVID, efficacy of vaccines, racial justice, Afghanistan withdrawal, and more. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. We'll talk to Judge Joe Brown about this coming up. It's just, Nixon thought about using the FBI against his political enemies. And he was called the greatest criminal ever. But they're actually doing it on a scale never before done. I mean, this is as bad as communist China. And it's just going on out in the open. They should all go to prison. It's an illegitimate government. They stole the election. They meddled in everything. They suppressed you. I'm going to air a special report in the short next segment, long segment coming in. We've got Judge Joe Brown, and then we've got Judge Andrew Napolitano today to respond to this in the third hour. I'm just going to tell you this. We need to stay on air, and we desperately need funds to be able to do that. We have great products you already need, and today is the absolute last day. It's been extended for a week, but it's got to end now because we're running out of a lot of these products. Up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody should experience DNA Force Plus. Everybody should experience Vitamineral Fusion. Everybody should experience X3. If you don't know what they do for you, go read about them at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and experience these amazing products. Diet Force, natural, healthy, speed up your metabolism, lose weight in a healthy way, makes you feel great, it's back in stock. They're all 50 to 60% off. Everything is 40 to 50% off, but with promo code 1776, additional 10% off, making it up to 60% off, or at least 50% off. And I want to thank all of you that have donated to my legal defense fund. The bankruptcy court said that I have to pay for 40% of the legal bills. I don't have the money for that. You've really come through, and I want to encourage folks to help us get to our goal at SaveInfoWars.com for the bills I've got to pay, $5, $50, $100, whatever you can. There's not a place you can be donating better where somebody's fighting the actual deep state, the actual tip of the enemy spear. We are in battle with them in the information war, fighting for all our future. So please go to SaveInfoWars.com. And the most important place to go is 1776coin.com. Not many of the coins left. The Man in the Arena coin's a fundraiser coin. You can get 30% off using promo code 1776 there as well. Please, folks, go get the historic coin, Man in the Arena, to fund us and keep us on air. 1776coin.com. That is important. Go there now. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now. Everybody.